Thursday night, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Thursday night, Chof Tes Shvat, and we're in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Simen Nun Beis. And we're going to go to Sif Tes. He's talking about different kinds of Bori Priha Eitzes that you either make a Bori Priha Dama on, or sometimes you even make a Shahakol on. You only make a Bori Priha Eitz on a fruit when it's in its prime use, we'll call it, in its intended use, intended mitzad Hashem, intended mitzad debriya. We talked about if it's normally eaten raw and you cooked it, or if it's normally eaten cooked and you ate it raw, or things that grow wild are either sometimes shahakol, sometimes bor pri hadoma. He said, "Asavim gedolim hagedolim mealeim." Things that grow on their own, they're not cultivated. So even if there's fruit growing on them, you'll make a bor pri hadoma. He's talking about types of berries, but sometimes they're very complicated. Berries are very complicated. Whether it's called choshev or not, and what? So you have to ask a shayla always. He talks about berries, whether it's raspberries or blueberries, he talks about them as being bor pri hadoma because they grow wild. They're not cultivated, but sometimes they are cultivated. Many times they're cultivated. So it's Sif Tes. Dabar Sheinu Iker HaPri, sometimes something can be growing, but it's not the primary part of the fruit. But you eat it, you can eat it, but it's like a side product. It's not the main fruit. And you'll make a bor pri hadoma. Or if it's a bor pri hadoma, then you'll make a shakol niya b'dvaro. Shimu ha'etz mevarech al ha'tofel bor pri hadoma. Oh, he speaks that out. V'yemu pri hadoma mevarech al ha'tofel shakol. V'lachein ilan tzlaf, that's the famous tzlaf in the Gemara. What does he call it here? A caper bush. Sha'olin shalo ruyun lachila. Like, let's say it has fruit, but the leaves are edible. V'yesh ba'olin k'min tamorim boltim. And the olim themselves have these little berries growing from them that are like little dates. K'may ba'olin shal arava. On a willow tree, v'avionos. Oh, v'avionos hinikra pri. The berries are the main fruit of the tree. Kafrisin, he had klipas shesovim hapri. K'may klipas ha'goyzin ruyin gamkein la'achila, you can eat it. So alavyoyne shen ikar hapri mevorech bor pri ho'etz. V'ala olin v'ala tmoriz v'ala kafrisin bor pri ho'adomo. Now let's say, let's say a shell of an orange, maybe we could even say. Let's say a shell of an orange would be edible, and people would eat it.
Parts of palm.
They do, what?
Parts of palm.
What's that? I don't know what it is.
It's a palm tree?
A
palm tree, right?
So what, you have the dates growing, and what's parts of palm?
It's part of the bark, I guess, when it's soft.
And in the bark?
Yeah.
Oh, so that's hadoma. It's hadoma. It's not ha'etz, even though it's growing on a tree. But it's ha'etz because it's hadoma because it's not the primary product of the tree. The primary product of the tree is the fruit. But he's talking about even the casing. Let's say an orange peel would be edible. Okay, sometimes they do candy it and eat it. But then it's a tofel, so that's not a good way of proving the halacha. But if you take an orange peel, if it would be edible, or even the white on the inside, maybe, I don't even know if you make hadoma, maybe you make shahakol. The most you would make is hadoma. If it goes down, once it's not the primary fruit, what were you saying? You have an example? Once it's not the point here is that if it's not the purpose, the primary purpose for which people plant this and what they expect to gain out of it, then it goes down. It goes down from Ha'etz to Adoma, or maybe from Adoma to Shahakol.
Cashew nut grows at the bottom of the fruit.
Cashew nut
grows at the bottom of the fruit. It's in the seed. And you can break the seed and the cashew nut comes out. You break the seed.
And what could you eat?
eat them both.
What's the fruit?
Cashew fruit.
It's a cashew fruit,
and at the bottom of it is the nut.
Well, what do you mean the nut? So what's the what we call cashews, is the nut or the fruit?
It's the nut.
And what's the fruit?
It's at the bottom of the fruit.
Do people eat the fruit?
And people eat, what is it called?
What's it called?
That would be high.
It has a name?
Yeah.
What's the name?
It's called cashew fruit. It's a cashew fruit.
They sell it in the stores? No.
I haven't seen them here. What?
Okay, so, no. So apparently, but most people eat the cashew, the nut. So that's the ha'etz, and the fruit, what we call the fruit in English, would be ha'adama, because it's not the primary product of the tree. I mean,
would that also be a halacha based on location?
It could be, but I never, ever, ever saw anywhere. I don't even know what he's talking about. Okay, but it would be ha'adama.
The nut comes in the hot seed, you bake it, you roast it in the fire, and in the nut, then you have a white nut.
And that's what we eat. And what is edible that...
And there's a fruit on top.
Okay, so you could call it a fruit, but it would be ha'adama. Because it wouldn't be the primary product of this tree. People enjoy this tree and benefit and gain from this tree because of the nut. That's what they like to eat. It's not, so you assume Hashem made it that way too, I guess. Well, let's say someone, trying to think, in a grape tree, no, a grape skin is ha'etz because that's part of the grape. He's talking about leaves that are edible. Okay, v'chein alei berdim, rose petals that are preserved in honey and sugar. So you make a bor pri ha'adama, even though they grow on a tree. Now, even though it's called a tree, but if you, they she'ein an ikar ha'pri, it's not the primary product of the tree. V'chein klipos, I don't know what it's talking about. Where do rose petals grow? On a fruit tree?
No.
On a rose bush. So I don't know.
Cactus?
What's rose petals? That's the...
Rose, petals of the rose.
The things on the rose. Maybe some, they don't mean to eat it. So if you eat it, it's a bar pri adama. I don't know why, I'm not sure why it's bar pri adama. If you put on it sugar and honey, maybe make charcoal. They should be the ikar and that should be the tofel.
Make rose water out of
it. Water. They put that in bathrooms. So he says you make ha'adama. Oh, the Mishnah Berurah says shahakol. Oh, well, klipos kishuin. Oh no, peels of cucumbers that are fried in honey and sugar, you make shahakol. Now that's mamish inedible. You know, you're just making it edible because of the sugar and the honey. So that's going to be shahakol. Bala sharvit miakitnius on pods of peas. Shazorim besodos, even though they're sweet, you can eat just the pod. You'll make, why shahakol? I would have said ha'adama. He says shahakol. I don't understand why shahakol. I don't know.
Because maybe it's not the primary thing.
No, he's saying you eat it separate without the peas in them. Oh, because it goes down one madrig, I'm sorry, because you're dealing with ha'adama. So it goes from ha'adama to shahakol. Avelu shazorim beginos, al das lochon chayim b'sharviteyam, but some have in mind, they plant them in order to eat them raw, the pods too, then you make a bar-pri adama on the pods. Okay, so it depends what? Depends why people plant them. No, he's not. That's shahakol. No, he's not up to that yet. He's not up to that yet. Garinim shel peiros. Oh, here's an example: fruit pits. Imhei masukim if they're edible and they taste good, you make a bur pri adama on the pits of fruit. Okay, avul garinim hamorim, but if they're basically inedible, the pits, if they're bitter, enim nachshavim klal, and if you eat them, you don't make a bracha at all. And if you make them sweet by roasting them over a fire, you make a shehakol, because they're basically inedible. And you're making it, right, they're basically inedible, so you make shehakol if you made it edible. But here's an example of what we're looking for, by a fruit that you make adama on the pits. So that means if you, I don't know what's it, I'm trying to think, pit. Like what pit of what fruit is, not a pomegranate, obviously. What pit of a fruit is edible and people eat it?
Pumpkin seeds?
Watermelon? Well, you mean watermelon, yeah, so you make shahakol?
I don't know, again.
Oh, that's a good thing. No, but in Eretz Yisrael they sell it, in garinim. What do they roast it? So what bracha you make on it?
Garinim is sunflower.
No, I'm talking about watermelon seeds.
I think it would be the same thing as pumpkin
seeds. Yeah. No, but if it should go down a madriga, unless you say they plant the watermelon on das to cultivate the seeds and eat it. See, Nehemiah eats this stuff.
Bracha?
I don't want to embarrass him. Hello, what bracha do you make on watermelon seeds? What bracha do you make on watermelon seeds? Okay, thank you. Bye. I don't know. I'm trying to find out. L'chayru, according to what we're learning now, you should make shakol. That's what I'm not sure. But they don't cultivate it for that reason. They don't plant watermelon with that in mind.
Or maybe they do. They actually have
to. Okay, bye. Thank you. Nehemiah says he always assumed, maybe he's wrong, he assumed that nowadays they plant seedless watermelons, mm-hmm. and the ones with the seeds, they're doing it so that you should eat the seeds, and therefore he makes adama. Because if they're doing it just for the watermelon, they would make seedless watermelons, because now the watermelons of eating are all seedless. He says maybe he's wrong, that's what he just always assumed. So he made adama, he makes adama on the watermelon seeds. But he's talking not sure why, but that's what he figured, but he never really looked into it.